Hey everybody, how you doing, guys and gals? Today we talk about a movie called The Vampire Project, and this was done in 1995, so when you see this movie, you can tell it has this vibe like the Graveyard Shift vampire movie, 1 and 2, the vampire one, not the Stephen King one, and there was another vampire movie called To Die For, 1 and 2, and this movie has the same vibe and energy, and the same vampire feel for the main vampire, how he looks, how he seduces this female that he likes, you know, and the way he talks. And it's about these three camera crew. They put their cameras going to cover like an underground nightclub and what goes on after hours. This woman got into an incident and she got saved by this vampire. And the vampire guy is so fascinated with this woman that he's trying to persuade her to be one of him pretty much. While the woman and her crew said put hidden cameras, she's trying to catch this vampire and as she tries to talk to him. You know, kind of like see what this vampire is up to, you know, what he's about. The Vampire Project, I highly recommend this one. And the movie is not a long movie, it's like 1 hour. So it's pretty good, you know. And I like the special effects, it's old fashioned. It's like mid 90s, 90s special effects in horror movies, you know. The feel and the vibe, you will like it. If you're a fan, like I said, To Die For and Graveyard Shift 1 and 2, and the sequels To Die For, by the way, both of them have sequels. I highly recommend you checking The Vampire Project. It's not really a found footage horror movie. It's kind of like mixed with a little bit of found footage with regular acting, with regular camera work. But definitely an enjoyable movie. But like I said, if you enjoy those movies I just mentioned, you're going to like this one. Peace and see you later.